This is Senator Bob Dole. South Korea is taking steps to become more democratic, but some liberals in the Senate want to impose economic sanctions anyway. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Even though much remains to be done in South Korea before it's a truly democratic nation, leaders are making concessions which will lead to positive change. But Ted, you want to impose restrictions on American aid to South Korea. You're always first in line to slap one of our allies if they don't live up to your specific expectations. 2 years ago, I visited South Korea. I believe all South Koreans want a democracy. But because of the threat from the Communist North, changes come slowly, just as our own quest for democracy took more than a century before all Americans were granted equal freedoms. Ted, if the anti-Chun forces in South Korea are encouraged with proposal for change, why aren't you?
Relax, Bob. You're 4 weeks behind the curve. I'm not calling for economic sanctions against South Korea now, but I was last month when the military dictatorship was holding to its oppressive course and Korea was on the verge of massive violence. Faced with pressure from the United States and the overwhelming demand of the Korean people for democracy, Bob, the dictator blinked and agreed to democratic reforms. The Korean people deserve credit for their courage and tenacity in insisting on democracy. The Reagan administration deserves credit for its effective diplomacy when the chips were down. And Congress deserves credit, too, for leaving no doubt about our support for democracy, even if it required economic sanctions to get our point across. The economic miracle of South Korea is now being joined by a political miracle, Bob. Long may Korean democracy last, and may the Olympic Games of 1988 be a fitting showcase for their new democracy. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on children jailed and tortured in South Africa. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.